Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Good evening and welcome to another Sunday night of Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3. And it is April 17th of 2022, mid April already. Hope everybody's keeping safe, hope everybody's keeping well, and enjoying the springtime. Let's see, tonight on the show, in the history part of the show, we will hear from Howlin' Wolf, from Bill Gator, from Ray Charles, Willie Maypon, Johnny Shines, Earl Hooker, Lonesome Sundown, Albert King, and Paul Osher. We're going to close the night out with a tune from Don Tyler Watson. You'll have two chances to catch her this week. She's going to be appearing with Ben Racine at Le Balcon, and she'll also be upstairs bar to do a little bit of a jazzy thing there. Let's see, I've got a slew of new releases this week as well. We have new releases from, out of Argentina comes Julian Taylor, and he's got a new CD called Blues Friends. We have The Two, who have been gigging right through Quebec here. They had several dates in Quebec, and they're going to be playing at Quai des Brumes tomorrow evening, and they have a CD out now, a new CD called Cross Souls. We'll be playing two tracks from that. We've got Kenny Greenberg, Nashville session man, who's just released his first solo CD. And interesting story behind that one as well. Thank you, Guitar Player Magazine, for that article. New music just out on Friday from Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. His new CD, Mercy Me. And, of course, he's in top form. Sounds just great. Son of Dave, he's back with another one. And he's got a great new CD called Call Me King. And his fourth single this Sunday soon. We'll be getting that in just a few moments. But first up, well, we have to do this because it is Easter Sunday. So here's William Clark and his classic tune, Easter Bunny Boogie.
Thank you. boogie, baby, boogie well all night long. You stick with my plan, darling, I know you can't go wrong. Well, who I see coming, baby, down on your railroad track? Who do I see coming, baby, down on your railroad track? It's the oldies of one that got my baby in a sack. Take me all home, Junior. Blow, 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 blow.
And that was the great William Clark and Easter Bunny Boogie to get things started here on Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. I got a slew of new releases, so let's jump right into it. And first up on the new release deck, well, you're likely to be familiar with the music of Son of Dave. His real name is Benjamin Darville, and even if you don't know it, because American TV's been using his music for a while now on shows like Breaking Bad and Preacher and others. He's been on, well, I guess this is not over here, but later with Jules Holland, popular show in England, where he's been for the past 24 years. It's pretty much a case, they say, of once seen, never forgotten. He spent the last years, like I said, in the UK. He's just returned to Canada now, as he puts it, because any old hipster could move to Bristol. So he says he's returned now to the authentic sound that earned him his reputation. He uses his voice and beatboxing and percussion and looping and effects to create a kind of a one-man band sound that's uniquely his, but still echoes the traditional sounds of blues. He brings along a great sense of humor to a lot of his music as well, and a lot of his lyrics. Titles like I'm Going Monkey for Your Love, Waste Time With Me, and Wild Wild You. F the Daily Mail, another one as well. And another track says, Kick Your Butt. So that's the kind of guy Son of Dave is. And I can appreciate that. I like somebody with a bit of snark to him. So let's see. We're going to listen to two tracks from his CD. The CD was, well, we're going to hear the title track, which is called Call Me King. And then we'll hear his new single, which is Someday Soon, which is just his voice, harmonica, and a conga drum. So that should be pretty interesting as well. So I hope you enjoy this. Here is Son of Dave.
Find your queen. favorite song. Make me feel like a king. Call me the king. Call me the king. Born as a baby, grow to a man, it's a natural thing. No one rules you. I'm feeling queer. These four walls can't hold me back. I'm going out. Just deal with that.
Son of Dave, and that was Someday Soon, the latest, I guess that's the fourth single from his new CD. And before that, we heard the title track of that new CD, Call Me King. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Next up on the new release deck, well, a guy who's been playing his trade now for 45 years, has put out 28 albums and is a four-time Blues Music Award winner as Guitar Player of the Year. Probably doesn't need a lot of introduction to most of the people who listen to this show, but I'll fill you in anyway, just in case. Ronnie Earl, born Ronald Horvath. He's been at this now for a while, as I said. Founding member of Roomful of Blues. He started off in Boston, and he spent his early years there, and he studied at Boston University, graduated with a dual degree in education and special education back in 1975. And he would teach for a few years while playing guitar at night before joining up and touring with John Nicholas and the Rhythm Rockers. Also Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones, Roomful of Blues, and finally with his band, The Broadcasters. He has shared the stage with just about every known blues artist there is. B.B. King, Otis Rush, Bobby Bland, Albert Collins, Big Mama Thornton, Eddie James, Eric Clapton, the Allman Brothers, Jimmy Vaughn, Kim Wilson, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Stevie Ray. Oh, everybody. Even Leonard Bernstein is thrown into there as well. There is an authorized biography of his life coming up. It's going to be called Beautiful Child. It's in progress, and it is going to include stories from Ronnie, as well as 100 of his friends and colleagues who have walked alongside him. His new one, the broadcasters on this album are Ronnie Earl, of course, on guitar. He's got Dave Limina on the piano and the Hammond organ. Diane Blue handles most of the vocals. Forrest Padgett on drums and Paul Kochansky on the electric and the upright bass. We're going to listen to two tracks from this one. We're going to hear, a nice little rocker. But we'll let him stretch out on Blues for Duke Robillard, another one of my favorites. A gentleman who replaced him in A Room Full of Blues, I believe. Or did he replace Duke? I'm not sure how that worked, but they were both in there. But first up, you're going to hear Diane Blue on vocals and a nice rocking version of Blow, Wind, Blow. Here's Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters.
Shading down behind a tree. Soundwalk Symposium is a series of site-specific and virtual events taking place in April 2022, originating from electroacoustic studies at Concordia University and Geogeogi. This is an occasion for revitalization and attenuation to our physical surroundings, uniting walkers and listeners from all disciplines. Soundwalk artists and academics will engage in public events that foster a deeper understanding of soundwalks as a means to embodied examinations of the socio-cultural spaces that we inhabit. These activities will explore post-colonial perspectives and power dynamics that shape the perspectives of listening to our environment. The series will feature soundwalks led by local sound artists. All events are open to the public at large, and panels will be held as hybrid events set in relevant physical settings with online components. Four local soundwalks and accompanying discussion panels will occur on the first four Fridays of April, ending on International Earth Day, April 22nd. Visit www.soundwalksymposium.com for more information.
Hi, this is Duke Robillard, and you listen to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3 on your dial.
And that's Blues for Duke Robillard, and before that, Blow Wind Blow, featuring vocals from Diane Blue, and that is the new CD from Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. It's called Mercy Me, and it was available as of Friday on Stony Plain Records. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And let's see, next up on the new release deck comes something we're just lucky to get hold of, and my thanks to Guitar Player Magazine for publishing this article. Kenny Greenberg, Blues for Arash. He's worked with people like the Mavericks and Bob Seger, Kenny Chesney, Willie Nelson, Buddy Guy, and Taylor Swift even. He is the 2012 Academy of Country Music Guitarist of the Year, and he has finally released his own record, Blues for Arash, on We Are They Records. But it's only a bit of happenstance that it actually came to be. The screenwriter Arash Amel had requested some music from about a film, for a film about a blues fanatic from West Africa. He said he was looking for a combination of African rhythms and American blues, some slide guitar, and some cinematic stuff. So Kenny Greenberg went and got himself into his home studio and started recording. For the West African flavors, he had some help from Justin Adams of Robert Plant's Sensational Shapeshifters. But the blues all comes from Kenny himself. Some of the slide he played on a Gibson SG with mini humbuckers. I did get this out of Guitar Player Magazine, you know, so there's a bit of gearhead stuff in there. And I appreciate that. I had a Les Paul with mini humbuckers. I loved that thing. I never should have sold it. But for the bulk of the record, he used a very unusual thing, a DePinto Galaxy. He said, I was buying a compressor, and the guy said, I'll throw in this guitar. That never happens to me. And he said, I put big strings on it, and I love it for playing slide. He says, I run a 90s Fender Pro Junior into 412 cabinet that I close and distance mic'd. Had an overdrive pedal just to get a little more gain from the amp. And for the acoustic blues parts, I use a wooden National a resonator guitar and a Harmony Sovereign. So that was his secret to the sound on this one. The electric guitar rhythms were courtesy of a Strat and a Jeff Helm custom amp, and he said that's my favorite thing on the record. He said Justin sent me files of Joel de Camara playing the one-string Gambian fiddle. We flipped the beat around and added this acoustic hill country blues on top. That's talking about the a tune called Nairobi, Mississippi. We're going to listen to two tracks from this CD now. The CD is Blues for Arash by Kenny Greenberg. And we're going to hear Memphis Style featuring Wally Wilson. But first, here's the lead-off track. It's a great little instrumental called The Citadel.
Thank you. nobody lives here anymore. That's what the ones that moved away say. Midtown's tired, the streets are on fire. It's 100 degrees in the shade. Pull the windows down, keep the AC jacked. Hot and cold together like two cats in a sack. Cruising down Union, don't touch that dial. We rolling, mama, Memphis style.
We rolling,
Memphis style.
Rolling,
Memphis style.
We rolling,
Memphis style. Slipping in the Dixie on that magic mile. Otis Redding and a B.B. King. These days those names don't mean a thing. It's who's got the money, now who's got the stuff. Pop a cap and take it if you're tough enough. Don't bother begging mercy from the man in control. He got all the power, but it don't have a soul. Two blocks off a bill, you can feel what people say. Been heading straight to hell since they killed MLK.
We rolling,
mama, we're
rolling,
Memphis style.
We rolling,
Memphis style.
Easing by the Mississippi on that magic mile.
Got locks on all the doors. Alligator loafers scuffing up the marble floors. Wife is in the kitchen dishing gossip with the help. Her vodka bottle's hidden back behind the pantry shelf.
We're rolling
Memphis style.
That was Kenny Greenberg from his new CD, Blues for Arush. And we heard Memphis Style featuring Wally Wilson. And before that, The Citadel. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Next up on the new release deck, well, this is a duo that's actually going to be playing in town tomorrow night. They're called The Two. They are made up of Mauritian Yannick Nanette on vocals, guitar, and harmonica, and from Switzerland, Thierry Jacquard on lead guitar and backing vocals. They're highly thought of in the Swiss blues community. They met when Thierry was playing at the Hacienda Concert Hall with funk band Brainless, and Yannick asked if he could join in for a jam at the end of the show. They agreed, and the story goes from there. And they toured with the Brainless Band and quickly saw that they had a special feel for blues between them and decided to get together and work on their own. They've gone on to play more than 600 concerts from 2014 to 2020 on stages big and small at Euro festivals like Montreux Jazz and La Fête de la Musique at Lausanne's Great Escape. They opened for Johnny Holiday, and they even reached the semifinals of the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. They released their first CD, Sweet Dirty Blues, back in 2014, and they now have their second CD out called Crossed Souls. I believe they have also an EP that they may only sell at the shows. They're going to be playing at Quai des Brumes tomorrow evening at 8:30. That's at 4481 Saint-Denis, just south of Mont-Royal. It's a 30-second walk from Mont-Royal Metro. And we're going to listen to two tracks from their CD, Cross Souls. We will hear a little bit of blues and a tune called Feeling Blue, but here's the lead-off track from their CD, Cross Souls. Here's the two with Raw Man.
Might be the beggar with the cupboard cup, the lonely stranger on the rush. You might be healthy, young and fit, blessed lucky fellow, you win the treat. You might be sick on your deathbed weep. Be the sinner full of guilt, the mighty angel you soothe and heal. You might be the master who holds the whip.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline, We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theater Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
She went cha-cha-cha as she walked out the door with him. Hey, this is Hitman from the Hitman Blues Band, and you are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM.
I feel so sad when the sun goes down. Mama, I feel so sad. I cry. Oh, my tears. I have no reason why. I pray on my knees. I beg, Lord Jesus, please. Oh, Mama, tell me when. Oh, Mama, tell me. Mama, tell me. Oh, Mama, tell me. Oh, Mama, tell me.
And that was Two from the Two. That's right. That's the name of the band. They're going to be at Quai des Brumes tomorrow evening at 8:30 at Saint-Denis and Mont-Royal. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from Mont-Royal Metro. We just heard Feeling Blue, and before that, Raw Man, taken from their new CD, Crossed Souls. You can check them out there tomorrow at K David Room. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go if you heard something that you want to hear again, or you missed something and you wanted to hear it. Just go to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, and just download it. It's right there. There's a handy little scheduled grid for you to choose from. We keep all the shows up there for a few weeks in stereo, and then drop them down to mono, save a little bit of bandwidth, save some money, because you know we just had our fundraiser. You can always use a little bit more, so you can always go to ckut.ca and donate as well. But you can download the shows from the archives, and they are free. So and they have no malware, no adware, no spyware. There's nothing in there to do anything but just entertain you. It's just a good, it's an MP3. You can take it and enjoy it at your leisure. Let's see. Let's move on. The final item in this week's new release deck is Julian Taylor. He is from Buenos Aires, Argentina. He started playing when he was 8 years old by playing drums, moved on to bass, and finally ended up on guitar and vocals, and that's where he has stayed. He's since then gone on to tour Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Mexico, the U.S., and he's performed in festivals and played with some of the biggest names in the business. He released an EP, Half Angel, Half Demon, and that got good airplay and good reviews. And now he's got a new CD called Blues Friends. It was recorded in Chicago, Mississippi, California, and Nashville, and he does bring along some impressive friends. He's got Carlos Johnson, who has played with Coco Taylor, Buddy Guy, Ronnie Wood, and Otis Rush. He's got Lorenzo Thompson, who's played with Lurie Bell, Hubert Sumlin, Jimmy Burns, and others. Dexter Allen's played with Bobby Rush and Mr. Sip. Leilani Gilgore's played with Buddy Guy, Christone Kingfish Ingram, Quid Sullivan. He's got Tia Carroll in there as well, giving some vocals, and she's been around for a while. She's played with Ray Charles, Jimmy McCracklin, Silga Johnson, Sugar Pie DeSanto, B.B. King, Tommy Castro, Elton Bishop, and more. So there's quite a bit going on there. Julian Taylor's CD is called Blues Friends, and we're going to listen to two tracks from that as well. We'll let him stretch a little bit on a blues called Start. But first, here's Julian Taylor. That's the Start is with Dexter Allen. But here's Julian Taylor with Lorenzo Thompson, and I Will Sing. Thank you.
You know it transports me.